Okay, Chevra, I'd like to begin with you today just an overview of the various Shitas HaRishonim in the Sugya of Tam Ke'ikar. Obviously, this is going to be fundamental to our study of Yerideya in general, and I think the better we can understand the different Shitas HaRishonim, the more we'll be able to understand the poskim that move forward. The case comes up in Yerideya Simen Tzadik Chesed Beis. Let's say I have a mixture of min b'mino, and it's nishpach. Right? If I have a mixture of two items of the same type, and then it spills, and you're not sure if they were shishim or not, so long as you know that rave was heter, so it's going to be mutter, because min b'mino mitaskin is aser midrabanan. Rashi tells us that min b'mino is not going to be bottle. Rashi's shita is a rejected shita. We pass that min b'mino is going to be batal b'shishim, and even if it's a suffix shishim, since this is only nisar d'rabbanan, so therefore we're going to be makel. However, if it's nisar min b'she'eino minon, it's nishbach, and we don't know how much was there, so then, even if we know it was rife heter, it's still going to be aser, because we pass in the tam ke'ikar is an isser d'oirai. So the Beis Yosef notes that according to those who shown him, the tam ke'ikar is an isser d'rabbanan, so by nishbach it would be mutter. But we hold the tam ke'ikar is an isser d'oirai, so end of conversation. Now this sugya, whether the tam ke'ikar is d'oirai, so the tam ke'ikar is d'rabbanan, I think the best place to kind of begin our analysis and to use as the major sugya are those few lines in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Zayin. There are sugyas obviously in Pesachim Mem Daled that I think the fellows saw, and there are sugyas in Chulin on Tzadi Ches and elsewhere, but the sugya in Avodah Zarah Samach Zayin I think is a nice sugya because we could use that to kind of illustrate the various shitos nicely. Is that the Gemara? Amar Abavo Amar Biyochanan Koshetama Umamashos Usr, and the way we have the text, v'loiken olav. That word v'loiken is not found in the main text. It's in the parentheses, but all the Yishonim have the text. In other words, if it's tama uma musho, so then you get malchus. The definition of tama uma musho, zok the Gemara, is kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. In other words, the Gemara is giving us what I would say a quantitative definition. If I have X amount of isr, I have a kezayis. In a press, as Machlokes Rashi and Rambam throughout Shas, how large a press is? A press is a half a loaf of bread. Well, how large is a loaf of bread? Is a loaf of bread 8 beitzim or 6 beitzim? Right, Machlokes in Hilchos Eruvin. The shitos come up. But if you have kezayis b'chtei achilas press, so then you get malchus. But if it's tam of a loma mashal, it's usar ve'ein lokin olav. If it's tam of a loma mashal, if you only have tam, and there's no mamish, so then there's no malchus. Now Rashi, l'cha'ayra, is the simplest read of the Gemara on a certain level. Zakt Rashi, how come tamo vilo mamasho doesn't get malchus? Why not? Easiest thing in the world, Rashi says, because tamo vilo mamasho, which is what we're talking about, tam ke'ikar, just taste. Rashi says, you know what, tamo vilo mamasho, there's no malchus, because it's asur midrabbanan, and there's no malchus on isurim de rabbanan. That is a very, very beautiful shita of Rashi. Correct? So far, so good? Rashi says this very clearly in Chulin Tzadi Ches. No? Rashi over there explains that Rava, in that Gemara, who says that Tam Ke'ikar is Do'iraisa by Kachim, that implies that Tam Ke'ikar is Do'iraisa by Kachim. But by Chulin, Tam Ke'ikar is not Do'iraisa. And then Rashi says, oh, and look in Avodah Zarah Samach Zayin, where we see Tam of Lama Masho is Dirabanan, end of conversation, beautiful, grand, and jim dandy. But we have a problem. Morai Rabotai, if according to Rashi, Tam Ke'ikar is Dirabanan, so how come Tam Uma Masho gets Malchus? No? If according to Rashi, Tam is not Aser Min HaTorah, and Rashi tells me that when the Gemara in Pesachim, let's say, derives Tam Ke'ikar from Mishras, the Gemara doesn't mean that on the level of Dorei, so that's true only rabbinically, no? Tam Ke'ikar is only Drabanan according to Rashi, Gevaldik, awesome. So how come Tam Uma Mashal gets Malchus? What would we say? Why is there Malchus if it's Tam Uma Mashal according to Rashi? Dun 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 dun. Anyone? So the Beis Yosef says something, but not so pashat. TV, what are you telling them? What? I'm going to come to Iser would also sound Derabbanan. Whenever I have that word come in there, that sounds Derabbanan. But you might be saying something very good. Yechiel? There's Kizayis B'chdei Achilas Pras. In other words, the simplest way of learning the Rashi would be that the only sugi of Tam Ke'ikr is when I have a little bit of Tam. But if I have so much Iser that there's a kezayis in three beits, let's say, or four, according to Rashi, four beitsim, kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, so then there's malchus, right? In other words, that even Rashi would be maskim to this quantitative approach, that if you have kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, there is going to be malchus. That is the way the Beis Yosef learns Rashi, no? Beis Yosef tells me in my Shulchan Aruch, it's on page Taf Lamed Beis. There's a paragraph in the Beis Yosef that begins Veha Rambam. The Rambam has a famous shita that if you have Kizayis Bechtei Achilas Pras and you eat the entire Pras, the Rambam says you get Malkus. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, right? The Rambam says if I have one Kizayis of Iser inside three Beitzim and I eat all three Beitzim, so therefore I ate the Kizayis of Iser also for sure, then I get Malkus. That's the Rambam shita. So the Beis Yosef says, well, obviously the Rambam can't hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, who's going to tell me that Kizayis Bechtei Achilas Pras, the Rabbeinu Tam was going to say that Tam Keker is the Rabbanon. Elamai says the Beis Yosef, the Rambam holds like Rashi. And Rashi also holds that what? That if you have Kizayis Bechtei Achilas Pras, so then you're going to get Malkus. Wow. Woo! Them is fighting words of the Beis Yosef, no? Now, there's a problem. I think Kivi was hinting at that problem a minute ago. No? Read Rashi in Avodah Zarah. Rashi in Avodah Zarah tells me that Tamoy Viloy Mamashai means the Isser is Nimuach, no? That the Isser is melted. If Beis Yosef is correct, so then I don't have to comment on what Tamo v'lo mamasho is. Because Gemara told me that Tamo u'mamasho means I have Kizayis Bechtei Achilas Pras. Less than that is Tamo v'lo mamasho, no? So why does Rashi have to jump on his head, stand up, spit when in nukils, whatever the expression goes? How come Rashi has to do that and say, I know Mr. Apfel is going to try to get into the details of Rashi. We'll get there. We'll get there. But Lameisa, why does Rashi have to come up with this vart of nimuach? Even if it's not nimuach, there's no difference between whether it's be'en or whether it's nimuach. The difference is, how much do you have? Right? Do you have kezayis of iser? You don't have kezayis of iser. So the Beis Yosef says this, and it's very, very shver. No saf al kach. It's shver for an additional reason. If we go to our Rashi in Chulin, so Rashi in Chulin, when he presents that Tam Ke'ikr is a din to Rabbanan, according to Rashi, Rashi speaks about because it's batal based on the rules of Achrei Rabbim Lahatais, no? Now, Achrei Rabbim Lahatais, I know what that means. That means Reiv. It doesn't mean, like, this threshold of Kizayis Bechtei Achilas Pras. L'chore, you don't see that. So, the work Megillah Sefer, who, as we know, is very beloved to us, we love him dearly. So the Megillah Sefer says that he thinks that, again, B'mechilas Kvayd the Beis Yosef, but the Beis Yosef is saying that Rashi and the Rambam agree, L'chora, that can't be the Pshat in Rashi. So what is the Pshat in Rashi? So the Pshat in Rashi probably is, Azoi. What Rashi is probably saying is a distinction between whether the Isser is Nimuach or not Nimuach. If I have an Isser, and I'll call this just for the sense of illustration, an Isser of a Taruvus of Yavesh B'Yavesh, I'll call it like that. Because we know these words, no? Yavesh B'Yavesh, remember those words? So if I have a mixture of Yavesh B'Yavesh, and in that the Isser remains intact, that's what Yavesh B'Yavesh is, no? So B'Kahai Gavna, Rashi would say, Tam Ke'ikr, is Do'i Reis, and you get Malkus, no? But if I have something that's nimuach, something that spreads out, diffuses, it becomes more like a lach balach. So in that situation, I'm going to say, tam ke'ikar is d'rabbanan. It's just a way of reading Rashi, no? It ain't so bad. I like it, no? I like it because it's using yesodos that we had already. But we could possibly say that according to Rashi, again, everyone should recognize that according to Rashi, there are situations that tam ke'ikar is d'oraisa, even though Rashi holds tam ke'ikar is d'rabbanan, but tam ke'ikar is d'oraisa by kodshim, like Rashi says in Chulun Tzadiches, tam ke'ikar by Bosa B'cholov is d'oraisa, and Kuf Yud Beis in Chulun, we have tziron, that the tzir, let's say the juice of a fish, Tosfos says maybe not fish, but the tzir of behemoth is also min ha-toira. Right, so there is a din of tam ke'ikar that is a din de'oraisa, even according to Rashi. And what we're suggesting now is that according to Rashi, it's also de'oraisa when it's a yavish be'yavish situation, when the iser did not melt into anything else. Now read the Rashi here in Avodah Zarah, Samazayin. Tam avuloy ma'mashai means, I would say cholav, or maybe chaylev, shenafal, a keder falls into a pot and it diffuses, or chaylev, shenafal, and nimuach, if chaylev that fell in and it melts, it spreads out. She'en mamashay be'en. Tamay umamashay means like Rashi, the mamash is be'en. It is a solid. If it's tam of alo mamasho, that's the rabbanon according to Rashi. Good morning, Vietnam. Now, let's say better. If you read that Rush in Perek Zayin Simin Lamed Aleph, the Rush sends us to the whole discussion in Mesechus Zvachim Ayin Ches about the famous din of Greira. No? What's the din of Greira? Greira is Mamesh Halachic Hocus Pocus. That's really awesome. No? Greira means that Orez, which is generally translated as rice, although everyone should know that it's really a Machloikus Rashi and Taisvis in Brachus Lamed Zayin, whether Orez is rice or whether Orez is millet, and the Magen Avraham assumes it's a Sveika Dedinon, therefore the Magen Avraham said that you should make a Shahako when you eat rice, or if you're a Yarei Shemayim, you shouldn't eat rice. Chum Refer says you may chew from a Rai Rabotai. Right? Don't eat rice. Doing it says you may chew. Nothing brachas. Huh? I never eat rice. I mean, I try. I eat rice when I make a mizonos and a hadama. I come from a Lubavitcher background. The Altar of Passing Street, like the Magen Avraham. We make a shahakol on rice, or it's better not to eat rice. Yeah. Just fake it. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that rice is mizonos because the Vilna Gaon once did a test based on the Mishnayis and Perek HaMafkid of how much pichus there is, various grain items that I give you over the over the course of a year, how much will it go down? If I give you a kor, then at the end of the year you return a little bit less than the kor, you're returning the same item. Are you a shomer who was negligent in your shmira? Those are the Mishnayos and Hamafkid. The Goyin says that he did a test, and rice has the same amount of pichos as the orez that's found in the Mishnah. It's interesting. It's an interesting raya. No one else has duplicated the test. I mean, but Lamaisa Ladina, the Magen Avraham assumes that rice is a suffix. So there's this thing called Oyrez. And Oyrez has a din of Greira, which is if I have a mixture, if I have an Isa that's made from Chitin and from Orez, so if there's Tam Dagon, so then it has the din of Dagon, and you can make a Hamotzi on it, no? No, you can't make a Hamotzi on it. It could be Yotze, the mitzvah, I could be mafresh challah from it. I can only be mafresh challah from the chamishas haminin, the mishnayis and challah say. And I could even, right, the razzle dazzle mahalach of oyrez and greira is I could be yotzei my mitzvah achilas matzah with a mixture of oyrez and dagan. No, there was a rabbi a few years ago. You know, some people suffer from this condition called celiac. Right, Nebuch, that like they can't really digest grains because they have gluten in them and it's very bad for them. So the shaila is, what do you do if you have a serious celiac disease? What do you do about mitzvah achilas matzah on Pesach? So one rabbi published an article that maybe we should invoke this Mishnah of Greira. that you make Dagon from Orez and Chitin. No? And if it has Tam Dagon, so you can be Yotzi Matzah with it. Great clap, no? So A, he's assuming that Orez is rice. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah assumes that way, the Goyin assumes that way. Not so crazy. There's a bigger problem, though. The rice in America is all enriched with wheat. Did you know that? All the rice in America, ask any good Sephardi rabbi, they'll tell you that they speak to their balabatim before Pesach and say, yeah, even you have a tradition to eat rice on Pesach, you assume rice is kidneyish, but the rice in America is enriched with like a wheat coating, and rice in America is chametz. So if I tell you to make matzah with chitin and oirez, I am telling you to eat chametz on Pesach, which, ladies and gentlemen, is very, very bad. We do not recommend that. So now, in the sugya there in Zvachim, about the oirez with the chitim, that there's greira. So the Gemara says that this is one of the rayas that tam kikers adin day raisa. No? Everyone asks, the Rush there in Chulin, Perek Zayin Simen Lamed Aleph, if they ask, isn't that Gemara raya mukhrachas against Rashi? No? Whew! Because Rashi tells me Tam Ke'ikr is only Derabbanan, yet I know that Oysa Chitin Minhach Oysa whatever Isa Minhach Chitin Minhach Orez I'm Yotzei Matzah Matzah's a Din Da'i Raisa according to Rashi. What the heck? That's the Kasha. No? But you know how we could answer according to our way of learning Rashi? Who wants to plug it in? But it's a Chiddush. Yavesh be Yavesh is the Raisa according to Rashi. But that would mean, ladies and gentlemen, the Cha'ora, simple pshat in that Mishnah, in Chala, in the Gemara, in Zvachim, is that it's a mixture of Kemach be Kemach, no? I take rice flour, and I take wheat flour. Mix them together. That would mean that Kemach be Kemach is Yavesh be Yavesh. Good morning, Vietnam. No? That's again, just to bring everything back, Kola Tera Kula connects. Ah, ready? Should we go on? Set Shita of Rashi. Now, the Beis Yosef again said that Rashi and the Rambam are one and the same, but L'cha'ayra, Rashi and Rambam are not one and the same, like we pointed out from the Megillah Sefer on page Kuf Yud Beis. If you read the Rambam in Perek Tesavav Macholas Asurais, Halacha Beis, the Rambam speaks about Chilav HaKloyos Shenofal Latoch HaGrisin V'nimoach HaKol. Right? The Rambam says that if I have Chilav Kloyos that falls into lentils and it's all Nimoach, so then if it is Mamish of Isser, so then I am going to get Malkus. If I have from the chaylev kizayis b'chol shalosh beitzim, then I get malchus. Now, according to Rashi, this cannot be true, because the way we're saying Rashi holds that whenever it's nimuach, that's called tamo veloma mashal. No. Rashi's definition of that tamo uma mashai is not nimuach. Tamo veloma mashal is yes nimuach. The Rambam says it's nimuach. No. Read the Rambam. Right? The Rambam is saying that it all diffuses. It all melts into the other thing. And according to the Rambam, right? According to the Rambam, there's a din that tamay umamosh. If I have a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. The Rambam is a simple read of the Gemara, but everything is nimuach, no? The Rambam says that if I have one kezayis of Isser in k'dei achilas pras, malchus. If you don't have that amount, no malchus. That's the shita of the Rambam. Now, not only for the Rambam is there no malchus when they don't have kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. The Rambam's lashon is nimtza behen taimai velo haya behen mamasho. Harei elu asurim mi divrei sofrim. No? Divrei sofrim I know Rabbi Rosenzweig would give you like 9 million places where the Rambam uses the Rishon in one way, 9 million places he uses it a different way, but normal Judaism, you know, when that was smart Rabbi Rosenzweig, normal Judaism, the Rishon means it's Midrabanon, correct? We'll say it like that. So Lacha Ora, Lacha Ora, what that means is that according to the Rambam, Tamo Veloma Mashal is Aser Midrabanon. It is not usher min ha-toira al tchatzi shir. Right? We're holding before Yom Kippur, chevra. There's a din of chatzi shir. We paskin, by the way, against certain people who write articles online, that chatzi shir is really usher midoraisa. Right? So even if you don't feel well in Yom Kippur, you can't just drink a teeny bit and say it's chatzi shir, it's only usher midrabanan, and for a chola you could relax. No, we can only relax Yom Kippur if, you know, your cholosh yesh posakana, correct? We pass in chatzishir is aser min hatayra. There's no malchus, but it's aser min hatayra. It's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish in the Gemara, and that's how we pass in chatzishir is aser min hatayra. So I don't understand the Rambam. How come the Rambam tells me that if I have a teeny bit of iser, or even not a teeny bit of iser, I have substantial iser, and it's nice and tam, but it's not enough to be a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. I don't have a kezayis of iser within gimel beitzim. So according to the Rambam, that situation is only aser midrabanan. Hello, what about the iser of chatzi shir, which you pass in this aser menatayra? Oh, bam kasha, no? Answer is, look in the Badei HaShulchan Sif Katun Chof Alef. Look in the Chavastas, Simen Kuf Tes Ois Hey. Look in many places. There is a very common shita out there that we only say Chatzishir is Aser Min HaTorah when I'm eating the Chatzishir Be'en. But when it's Chatzishir Al Yedei Taruvis, then we assume that it's not Chatzishir Aser Min HaTorah. Hezber HaDofer. Right? If I eat the Iser Be'en and I eat a tiny amount, I don't eat the Kezayis, so then we could say that's Aser Min HaTorah because that's called Achshavei. Ordinarily, the Chashivus that occurs in the Torah is if I have the Kezayis. But Chashivus is always subjective. Right? I always have room to say it's Chashav for me. L'didi Shavali, as it were, in Dine Mominis. No? For me, this is Chashav. That's called Achshavei. Achshavei might be the background behind Chatzi Shir being Aser Min HaTorah. I'm saying, right, the Gemara discusses Chazi Letzdrufe, or whether we learn from the Pasuk of Kol Chelev, but the Ritva in Makis, in explaining the Shita of Reb Shimon, that Kol Shehu gets Malkus, the Ritva says, yeah, because Kol Shehu, according to Rav Shimon, if I eat a tiny, tiny amount of a bug, I get Malkus, because it's Achshavei. And then the Ritva Shtels Tzu, he connects it to the idea of Chatzi Shir in general. In other words, we hold that Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah, but there's no Malkus. Rav Shimon says that there's Achshavei even le'inyin Malkus. But we, Lecha Ora, hold that the Achshavei is only insofar as Iser, not for Malkus. Look in the Shi'urei HaRav on Taruvos. I believe it's footnote 39, where the Rav says this over, and then he puts out that Rav Shechter sends you to Rashi and to Vol Yom, and it's like there's a whole discussion, the Rishayim and Achreinim, the Chatzishir de Taruvos. But one could suggest that according to the Rambam, certainly there's no Iser of Chatzishir in this case, because the Rambam is going to say, the Rambam is going to say that there's no such thing as Chatzi Shir Al Yedei Taruvos. Because, L'cha'ora, it's not Achshavei. Achshavei means I take this substance, which lacks the quantity to be Chashav, I'm eating it, I'm making a Chashav. But if I'm eating it Al Yedei Taruvos, Mehecha Tesi, I'm being Machshav this little bit, maybe I like the everything else. Right? Maybe it doesn't show that I'm being machshav this little bit, I'm taking this little bit out of its oblivion and making it chashav. Maybe Right? It's just that I like the other items that are mixed in. So one could argue that Ayurei Taruvus is no such thing as Achshavei. The Beis Yosef quotes a Shita from the Rash Ben Toiris Habayis Aruch, that the Rashba says that if you have Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, you get Malkus. Less than Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, you don't get Malkus, but it's still Asa Min HaTaira based on Chatzis Shir, Asa Min HaTaira. No? That's also a very nice read of the Gemara. Rebbe Avos has the name of Rebbe Yochanan. If you have time of Uma Mashal, Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, Malkus. You don't have Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, no Malkus. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Maybe the Aser means it's Aser Min HaTaira, and there's no Malkus. This might be the Pshat in Reb Chaim Cohen, who's quoted in the Rush in Chulin. No? That Rush, Perek Zayin Simin Laman Aleph. Reb Chaim Cohen says, if I have Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, I get Malkus. Less than Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, I don't get Malkus. But it's not Aser Midrabanan. The Rambam says Midrvei Soifrin. Reb Chaim Cohen will say, it's Aser Min HaTaira. Why is it Aser Min HaTaira? Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTaira, even Ayidei Taruvus. L'cha'ora, this is... This is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Reb Chaim Cohen. So far, so good? So far, we've done the sheet of the Rashi, that Tam Kikr is Derabbanan. Sheet of the Rambam, that Tam Kikr is what? Where? If you have Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, then it's Deraisa. If you don't have Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, it's Derabbanan. Most often, it's Derabbanan for the Rambam. There are some Achareinim who say to the Rambam, it's Deraisa, right? But it's the same thing, right? That's like a semantic issue. For Rashi, though, it's clearly Derabbanan, with the exception of our Yavish B'Yavish case, like we said. For the Rambam, Pashtus is it's easier to say that according to the Rambam, Tam Ke'ikr is Derabbanan. We had the Shita of Reb Chaim Cohen, and the Rashba refers to a Shita like this also, that Tam Ke'ikr is Da'iraisa, but there's no Malkus based on Chatzishir being Aser Min HaTaira, and there's no Malkus. Right? So far so good? Now, there's some other shitas out there that we're talking about. The Rashba in Yud on Yud blah, 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 blah. The Rashba on Daf Yud Amid Beis in the Torah Habayis quotes from the Ravid that Chatzi Shir is also Min HaTaira. I said it backwards. That Tam Keker is a Din Dairaisa. Well, past my bedtime or whatever. Right. The Rashba quotes in the Ravid that Tam Keker is a Din Dairaisa. But you don't get Malkus. Why not? Because we learn from Giulei Akum, or we learn from Mishras, or we learn from Basar B'Cholav, Ayin Psachim Mem Dalad. But however I'm learning it out, Zuck the Ravid, I'm not going to get Malkus, because effectively I'm learning out from somewhere else based on a Mamotzinu. Mamotzinu means, V'Cha'ira, right, by the way, there are Yud Gimel Midos that we should say in the morning. This time of the year, Rabbi Danny Rapp once pointed out that like this is the only time of the year that Mamish everyone says Karbanos in the morning, no? to school for being right, at davening like 40 minutes beforehand to say Slichos, so you actually get to say Karbanos. Even if you came like... Whatever, you understand what I'm saying. Now, the Ravid says that Tam Ke'ikr is Doraisa, but you don't get Malkus because the source of Tam Ke'ikr is Giulei Akum. or the source of Tam Kikr is Basar B'Cholof, and I'm really learning it out from a Mamotzinu. Mamotzinu means that just like by Gi'ulei Akum, the Torah says you have to kasher, so also obviously that teaches me this is in the Tam Kikr. Right, just like there's a din by Basar B'Cholof of Tam Kikr, so also there's a din of Tam Kikr elsewhere. It's a Mamotzinu. And the Ravid holds that Dovah Hanomad B'Mamotzinu Ein Lokin Olav. No, we have a rule in Halach of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. That usually means I don't get, that does mean I don't get Malkus or something that's learned from a Kal V'Chaymer. Correct? That's Ein Onshin Min Hadin. What about Dovah Hanomad B'Mamotzinu? Do you get Malkus on something that's derived from a Mamotzinu? By the way, where is Mamotzinu? In those Yud Gimel Midos that we're supposed to say in the morning? Binyanav, maybe. Binyanav. Kal V'Chaymer is there. Binyanav, right, we have different rules of Binyanav, because Rav HaBeis, not exactly clear, exactly. The words Mamotzinu you're not going to find in that list. No? Halo Dover. It's certainly one of the Midos, but it's not there. Do we apply the rule to Dover Hanomad B'Mamotzinu? Ayin ran in the Dorim Daftalad Amid Beis. The Ran in the Dorim says that Dovah Hanoma B'Mamotzinu you are going to get Malkus on. According to the Ran, only something that's one from a Kal V'Chaymer doesn't get Malkus. Kal V'Chaymer means that Din Y is more Chomer than Din X. So if Din X has this, so Din Y certainly has it, right? That's a Kal V'Chomer. The Ran says that only by Kal V'Chaymer do you not get Malkus, but by Dovah Hanoma B'Mamotzinu, so then you will get Malkus, Nitvi, this Ravid. Ayin Rebbe Kiva Eger, he has a flag on the play there in the Dorim on Dalet Amid Beis, and Rebbe Kiva Eger sends you to a bunch of Rishonim and the Mishnah Melech who assume that Dovah Hanoma B'Mamotzinu does not get Malkus. What's that Machlekes based on? That machlekes is probably based on the following. There's a Maharsha in Sanhedrin on Samach Gimel. Why is it that Ein Onshin Min Hadin? Why is it I don't get Malkus on something that's derived from a Kal V'Chaymer? Farvus Nisht. Right? L'cha'era, I'm a logical individual. And Y is more chumer than X. So if X gets Malkus, shouldn't Y get Malkus? So why is it that Y doesn't get Malkus? Why is it Ein Onshin Min Hadin? So the Maharsha there in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel quotes from the Smag, I think. The Maharsha says that we have a rule that the punishment has to fit the crime. Sometimes, however, the crime could be so intense, so severe, such a serious crime, that a lower level punishment won't be metaken that higher level crime. Therefore, Zakhti Maharsha from the Smag, that the reason why Ein Onshin Min Hadin, the reason there's no Malkus when I learn something from a Kal V'Chomer is because Ken Zayin, that Y, which is more Chomer than X, is mamish super duper more Chomer. It's on the 10th floor. And therefore the Einesh for X only works for lower level Isurim. But Y is such a high level Isser, Mehechatesi Malkus suffices. Mechintesi Malkus would atone for the serious Aveira that you did. So that's the pshat in Ein Onshin Min Hadin, no? According to that, the rule would be true only of a Kal V'Chaymer. Mamotzinu, when I'm saying that the dinim are in the same plane, the dinim are the same, Avada Gevis, there would be Malkus, no? Ah, but one could suggest a little differently, no? I know that Rav Schechter always says this over. The Alter Rebbe in the work Lakutei Torah has the following idea. That, you know, we have two Torahs. I know this is Kfira. We have two Torahs. But they're called Torah Shebik Sav and Torah Shebal Peh. The only reason why it's not Kfira is because we believe that both Torahs were given by Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Correct? So I just got out of the Kfira. I think I just saved my soul. Fine, good enough. Now, So
This Torah exam and Torah Shabbat al peh. And in Intro to Bible, you probably discussed, why do you need both the Torah Shabbat and the Torah Shabbat al peh, no? They still discuss this in Intro to Bible, the lecture notes theory, and the Torah Revi'i, no? It's been a while since I took Intro to Bible. I took Dr. Elman a long time ago. So now, you could get like 140 on your test and never have to take any other test all semester. It's awesome. It's a great deal. Now, the Alter Rebbe explains that Torah Shebiksav is always very chomor, and Torah Shebal Peh is always more kal. I read Torah Shebiksav, the Torah says ayin tachas ayin. That sounds very, very chomor, no? I blinded you, I have to get blinded. But Chachomim always reduce the severity. They say ayin tachas ayin means mamen. Coughing up some cash is less severe than being blinded. Right? Similarly, the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai by Sukkah is asur l'gruei, the Gemara says. That the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai tells me I don't need 3-4 walls. Right? All I need is 2 on the tefach, no? Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai's Torah Shebal Peh always is less severe than Torah Shebiksav. Says the Alter Rebbe, this might be the pshat in why there's no malchus on Kal v'chomers. Because anything that comes from a Kal v'chomer is not lichtenwerder, it's not Torah Shebiksav. It's Torah Shebal Peh. I'm using my logic to derive it, no? And Torah Shebal Peh has to be less chomer. But only the chum of Torah Shebiksav can yield malchus. Torah Shebal Peh can't yield malchus. If that's the pshat, so then we could say that Ein Oinshin Min Hadin L'chora applies to Mamatzinu also. Because shteitnisht, Mamatzinu means I'm using logic to say, oh, these things are exactly the same. But once I'm using logic, it's entering the realm of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, there's not going to be any malchus on. So it could be that this Shtikl Torah, based on how Ein Oinshin Min Hadin works, should depend on the Machlokes, all the Rishonim against the Ravid, no? The Ravid is saying that there's no Malkus on Tam Ke'ikar, even though it's still Raisa, because it's a Mamatzinu. Obviously, the Ravid was a Lubavitcher, right? And the Ravid is coming from the perspective of the Alter Rebbe that Torah Shebal Peh can never yield Malkus. Right? That's another possibility. There's another Shita. Question is whether we should. Maybe on Monday we'll begin with the next Shita with the Remit Orleans. We have to talk about the Rabbi Nutam, who's the big gun over here. We pass in like the Rabbi Nutam. All these other Shitas are fascinating, but La Halacha, La Chori, we pass in like the Rabbi Nutam. So maybe Monday, Belina, then we'll talk about the Rabbi Nutam and the Remit Orleans. This is Shita. And we'll also try to talk about the Shach and the Taz and this Rashba about Salikas Eno Mino Kamisha Eno. And I guess that will take us into Yom HaKadosh. Okay, Chevra, thank you for listening.